Come thou, almighty King, help us thy name to sing, us to praise, Father all glorious, for all victorious, come reign in over us, ancient of days. Go ahead, pass God's peace with one another. Joys, concerns, announcements. In the back of the bulletin, next, I'm going to make sure I have this clear. Wednesday, communion downstairs, following the 5:30 supper, dinner, lunch, whatever you call it. Ah, we'll be in the classroom upstairs, perhaps. Okay. It's good to know because, John Groutman is going to preach, speak, talk, give your testimony, whatever. What's it going to be, John? One of the four, all four. You're waiting for the Spirit to move. And
it will be moving.
Amen. Followed by communion, and as I said. And then the next Sunday, service as usual, here, and communion. Other joys and concerns. I noticed, Peg, you put this in about the Samaritans. I got that on an email, too. Sounds interesting. I'm going to try and go to that. It's a... Harris describes it here. What really caught my eye was the ministry of the Samaritans in southern Arizona. And, of course, we go to Arizona. And I'm somewhat familiar of the ministry down there, but I've never been and seeing what they're doing. So here we've got a movie to watch on that. Coming soon is, I want to say her name correctly, Ilona Parunikova. Anybody know? Was I?
Right on.
Okay, thank you, John. Sounds interesting. You know, that Armenian genocide that took place, oh gosh, over 100 years now. It was awful. Millions were killed, slain. Genocide, just because they were Christian. And not that she was alive then, but she's an inheritor of that people who lived in that region between Russia and Ukraine. You know, Donna Schmidt is okay, as far as I know. She was at Lauren's funeral here. But she's not really... But it's nice she has her name in here. And, of course, the same with Doris. They both are living in... Especially Doris, independent living. But why not list them, huh? Keep them in your prayers. Of course, both are spouses. Any other joys, concerns? Yes?
Jay's been in Louisville for 2 weeks with the horses at the World Champion. This year he won one World Champion. But that's better I mean, for him to do that from Plano, Minnesota, in Kentucky, it's pretty exciting.
Can you hear what she's saying?
Yeah.
Usually he wins several world champions, doesn't he?
Last year he got three.
Got three,
but
yeah.
He didn't have the one horse he won with last year sold, and so he didn't have that one, and he had a lot of new ones this year.
Okay.
But he sure did good.
Yeah, and you got to watch some of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got it on my big TV. I finally learned how to work the computer and get it on. I'm very proud of myself.
Wow. I think she deserves a round of applause, don't you? No small talks for us. No small task for us old folks, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're almost 90, you can do very little.
You still got a great laugh.
But I'm lucky I can get to church thanks to Jim.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Other joys? Yeah.
I'd like prayers for our grandson, Sam. A couple of weeks ago, he was at Children's with infected tonsils. And he went back again yesterday, and he's going to see an ENT on Monday for him to heal.
Infected tonsils?
Yes.
For Sam?
Yes.
I remember him. I've forgotten how old he is, though, no.
16.
And is he getting better, or?
Not right now. He just went back to Children's yesterday.
Yeah.
But now they're sending
infected tonsils, you
yeah.
say. Little prayers for Sam. Other joys, concerns? I'm just wondering here, you guys, you're getting along all right and everything?
Usually.
I wouldn't say that unless I knew your little bit of your history, so. Okay, well, let's go ahead with our order of worship here. The proclamation of praise, read responsively, related to, as you can probably tell, some of our readings today, most notably from Exodus. Why have we gathered on this holy day? What has drawn us to this time and place? We have been drawn to a flame burning here. We sense the glory of God in this place. God calls us to this time of worship. And the place where we are standing is holy ground. Give thanks to God. Sing praises. Give attention to the voice of God. Out of a burning bush, God spoke to Moses. In the rhythms of worship, God speaks to us. We will listen for God's message to us. Surely God's strength will apply to our needs. Pray with me in saying, we tremble to think that the source of all life, the creator of all worlds, is in this place, observing our worship, knowing our innermost secrets, calling us by name. O God, we dare to call on you, to bow before you, to welcome your word. We tremble to think that you might expect of us for what you expected of Moses. You sent him to come to you sent him from the comfortable places he knew to plead for freedom amid threatening conditions. We dare to worship you, O God, knowing that you expect much of us. Amen. A Latin word translating, of course, to the English language, meaning something like, so be it. Let's remain seated, but let's sing this lovely hymn. sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief. Oft escape the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from world of care to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. He bids me seek his face, believe his word, and trust his grace. I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Always necessary, it seems, to pray a prayer of confession. This is one of the many things we could say, but we say this together. O God, we have wavered in our faith in the midst of suffering, and we have not preserved. We have claimed to be wiser than we are, and have even tried to correct you. We make excuses for ourselves rather than listening for your direction and heeding your call. Our days are so filled with the business of this world that we cannot see your reign among us. We are so weighed down by our own concerns that we have no energy to serve in your realm. Send your cleansing fire among us, forgiving God. Amen. True to some extent, I suppose, for all of us. But may we all know that God forgives as we turn to the one who said, I am who I am, the Holy One, the God of all and Creator. Peg, you're going to read our scriptures this morning. And you should have a copy of that in your bulletin.
Our first reading this morning is from Exodus 3, verses 1 through 15. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of God appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush. Moses, Moses, he said. Here I am. Then he said, come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He said, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you.' This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations." Our second reading today is from Romans 12, 9 through 21. "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another, do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on your heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Blessed be the word of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Peg. I'm going to come down here today. A lot of space between us there. I hope you can still hear all right. You can't?
I'm having trouble hearing, but I have a new hearing aid. I broke once.
Oh, broken hearing aid.
So I'm glad you're coming down.
This isn't the dead spot, though, isn't it? I know there's a dead spot somewhere. I mean, now there isn't. Okay, so I'll do my best. And you get that hearing aid fixed.
Yes.
Should I stand closer yet? Or does this confuse it more? The burning bush. It only takes a spark. Did it start with a spark? That burning bush? It wasn't one of those real flowery large leafed bushes, but it was a thorny bush, probably no leaves, and it was in the desert, high up, didn't get much rain. It's the kind of bush that said, don't come too close, stay away, danger if you get too close. It should have gone up in a matter of seconds, right? Burned up. But it didn't. Moses turned away, and this is critical, I think. God spoke then, said, Moses, looky here. Got something to say. And says, I want you to go and free my people. And Moses says, hey, I killed somebody back in Egypt. They're after me. Why would I want to go there? You know that story? He saw someone beating up a slave, and then he killed the soldier, whoever it was, and he ran, and he's got another occupation now, herding out in the wilderness. But they want him to go. Moses says, well, who are you? Moses says, the bush, the angel, it gets a little fuzzy. The angel, God, angel means messenger of God. Probably was all God. Who said in response to who he was, I am who I am. Now we could talk for hours on what is meant by that. But from my understanding of Hebrew, which is very little, still a mystery, I'll always be me. Did I ever tell you the story that my second day in seminary? Jim, did you ever hear that one? Second day in seminary? Well, see, I chose Hebrew. You could either take Hebrew or Greek. And all I'd heard about the Greek language was people saying it's all Greek to me, so I didn't want to take that one. Hebrew sounds interesting. So about a dozen of us signed up for the class in Hebrew. And our first assignment was to learn to say the alphabet, 22 consonants. They have no verbs or adverbs, just consonants. And the seminary professor said, pick a song and you can memorize it with that. So I picked one, Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, He, Waw, Zayin, Kaf, Hei, Zayin. Was pretty easy to do. So the next day come, and here's a dozen of us sitting in a semicircle around that table, and I'm at the end. So everybody goes, and they've got their song that they have learned the Hebrew alphabet with. Classical music songs, music from shows, pop songs, all these kind of great things. And everybody was a little nervous about it anyway, and then they knew that I had come from a musical background. In fact, I had a master's degree in trombone. So they're a little worried. How can we outdo? You know, it's always a competition, right? So they came to me, and they said, Brian, what's your song? And I couldn't remember what it was. And you know, you can forgive me, it's not only older people who sometimes have memory problems, it's younger people too, right, Mike? Yeah. I couldn't remember what it was. So people were relieved somewhat. And then, I remembered. The tune was Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran up, and then they really laughed. Then they felt, of course, I was humiliated. But they felt comfortable. Anyway, that's kind of a side note. But I don't preach from the place that I really understand that language. Although I do have a commentary that has the Hebrew language, then the English translation, and then a common comments on the various scriptures. And as far as I can tell, nobody really knows. Of course, the Hebrew word would be Yahweh. That was their God. And they knew that this Yahweh was with them, the Creator, and He wanted all the people to be together, for sure. I am who I am. This message of the burning bush, I think it's for us today as well. The bush didn't burn up, but yet it brings up a memory of Jesus crying out years later at the Festival of Booths. He stands up and says, "Is anyone thirsty?" And I imagine he's hollering it. "Is anyone here thirsty?" Well, of course, they've had a lot to eat and drink already at this festival. It's like our county fair or our state fair. You love eating and drinking and seeing all this commotion. Set of records this year? How many thousands at the fair so far? "Is anyone thirsty?" And maybe it gets a little quiet then, and Jesus says, anyone that's thirsty, let them come to me and drink. And out of that one's belly, being, will flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. The Spirit. So Moses is sent back, and you know the story. Basically, with God's help, they just leave. They walk away from Pharaoh. "We're getting out of here because we got a promised land." Yeah. And they spend 40 days and nights in the desert to get there, but they got there. What's it mean for us today? A spark of the divine perhaps started that fire. I knew a woman here. She'd been long gone now. Her name was Merle Biteen from Hutchinson. And I remember Merle saying several times, "Yeah, there's a spark of the divine in all of us." And she was still saying that when she was 104 years old. A spark of the divine. Now, I think I know what she meant by that. But I wanted to know more. So I went to my cell phone, and I suppose you say Googled it. And the cell phone said, "Well, it comes out of the Gnostic cult of the first 3 centuries in Christianity." Now, that's spelled G-N-O-S-T-I-C, I think, with a G, Gnostic. And my cell phone went on to say that it meant that the spark of the divine is given to only certain persons, according to the Gnostic cult, those that have special knowledge that the ordinary people don't have. I said, that couldn't be. So I went to one of my theological dictionaries, if you will, and I looked in the category Gnosticism. Well, Gnosticism means, according to my theological dictionary, it's for all. The spark of the divine is for all people. We all have it. Merle was right. But a lesson to me is that don't always trust your Google, right? It's not the word of God. It's not the all, say all and in all and the final word on things. We all have, as Merle said, this spark of the divine, this spirit in us that the Creator put there. At least that's what I believe. No one said in Joys and Concerns anything about Dolly Parton dying. Why are you smiling? A lot to say. You know, when I was a younger man with a younger family, of course, than now, my oldest daughter was in the second grade, I think, about that time. And it's the first singing celebrity that she got excited about. And at that time, I was in music school. And it's kind of like, you know, we studied classical music, but we didn't study country music. So my view of country music wasn't clear, because I'd never really studied it. And Dolly Parton, all I knew was how she always wore a wig, and she had this real tight waistline, and other decorations, of course, but not a good singer. But over the years, it turns out, hey, she's pretty good. And she's not only a great singer, but a great songwriter. And probably even more importantly, she talked about her upbringing and her being raised in a large family with many brothers and sisters, a dad and a mom who taught her about God. And she would witness to the presence of God and love to say that all the studies I've done, it's about a God of love. God loves us all. We all have this spark of the divine. Yet, what do you do about, you know, there's so much calamity, can I use that word? It's reflected, or I think it's all tied up together. Climate change caused by humans. Too much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It's causing our weather to change, right? Are we ever going to wake up to that? Well, I was going to mention it in Joys and Concerns, but the latest tragedy in Naples. A glacier breaks off off a mountain someplace. Big water comes rushing down, hundreds killed, thousands missing. And stuff like that is happening more and more, it seems to me. What do you think? Calamities. Calamities, not only with our climate, with our beautiful creation that we've been entrusted to care for by the Creator, But with war, my conclave group, we met again on Thursday. We were talking on this subject. And I said to the group, I said, we've all been talking. Let's just sing one line of one song. And they said, what? I said, I'm going to sing the first line, and you finish with the last two words. And it's a song that was popular for the first time when I was ending my term in Vietnam. I forget the name of the group that did it, but it goes, war! What is it good for? And then somebody said, absolutely nothing. And we all had a good laugh, but it's nothing to laugh about, really. We are not going to settle. We are not going to bring about unity and peace in the world by bombing the out of people, babies, environment. There's got to be a better way, and there is. It's the way of Yahweh. It's the way of nonviolent love for friend and foe. Paul wrote this. Whoa. Romans 12:9-21. Do you mind if I... He starts off, let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Notice he said not people, not evil people. Paul later in Ephesians, he writes in the 6th chapter, our enemy is not flesh and blood. The enemy is within us. Principalities, powers, darkness, evil. We all carry this around. But the spark of the divine still glows. Outdo one another with mutual affection, showing honor. Don't lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, patience, suffering, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the need of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers. And then he goes on with this almost unbelievable stuff. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Don't be haughty. As maybe I'm being right now, I don't know. But associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Don't repay anyone evil for evil. But take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. Never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. So forth, so on. Wow. Hard act to follow, right? But yet it's happening in the world. We have groups like our Samaritans that work amongst the poor. And of course, we support them too with our offerings. 5 special offerings in the United Church of Christ throughout the year. For giving to the food shelf. Yeah. But of course, that doesn't get us off. We still must do as Moses did. Let my people go. Bring freedom. Pass on the spark. I got a song, and gosh, it's been around a long time. Diane and practice this. At least 40, 50 years. It's one of the old songs. It was new once, of course. And I remember singing it in the groups that we went to. You have the words, right? in the bulletin. I'll start this off on the guitar, and Diane's going to chime in with the melody. It only takes a spark to get a fire going. It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you'll spread His love to everyone. You'll want to pass it on. What a wondrous time is spring, when all the trees are budding, the birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you'll want to sing. It's fresh like spring, you'll want to pass it on. On and on and on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I have found. You can depend on Him, it matters not where you are bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintops, I want my world to know that the Lord of love come to me, I want to pass it on. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. Then we'd go, hey God, I want my world to know that the Lord of love has come to me, and I want to pass it on. We go to prayer after we sing. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Sing number two. Soul of heaven, heart of God, wash over me. Soul of the Living God, wash over me. Cleanse me, teach me, hold me. Of heaven, heart of God, wash over me. Diane keeps playing. We keep praying, for indeed this song is a prayer. that we could be molded by you, not by being conformed to society and all its many values. Give us a spirit of cooperation, not so much as conformation, more than conformation. Confirm us in your transforming power that brings us to love. Thank you for people like Dolly Parton. When asked, do you have a temper? Do you get mad at people? Dolly says, yes, I have a temper, but I keep it. And I use it to bring about good change. That we could be good changers. That we could get into good trouble. We pray for those that even when they're younger, we think of Sam. We pray they can get to the bottom of this throat problem. So good to have Tate with us worshiping last week. To hear the sounds that the youngest among us make, helping us to pray your prayers, to sing your song of our dependence on you. And of course, the list goes on and on, as does fire of the Holy Spirit that burns on and on, always with us. Thank you. We remember Jesus and how he taught the disciples to pray together by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Holy presence, love divine, cast out my fear. Third stanza. Holy presence, love divine, cast out my fear. Holy presence, love divine, cast out my fear. Shield me, call me, lead me. Holy presence, love divine, cast out my fear. Let's stand as we sing, Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly hosts, Creator Christ and Holy Ghost. Pray with me to say, may our offerings be an expression of genuine love that reflects your love for us, O God. We seek to honor you as we serve one another in Christ's name. We may not only be good, may our use of the resources you entrust to us may not only contribute to the needs of the saints, but also devote our lives to the building of a peaceable world community in which all are valued. Amen. We give thee but to thine own, whatever the gifts may be. All that we have is yours alone, our trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. How great thou art. My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel a gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing, leave him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. And I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim my God, how great Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. But you know, I forgot to say something. Make sure if you're going to be here for the dinner Wednesday, there's a sign-up sheet out there, and sign up so they know how much food to prepare for. Okay.